Good evening, Belfast, and welcome to Live and Local, the program that brings you concerts recorded in Waldo County every Sunday at 6. My name is Kathleen, and tonight we have local favorites, the Oystermen, recorded for you by Vic Treadwell on July 21st, 2024 at the Belfast Summer Nights Concert Series in downtown Belfast, Maine. The members of the band you'll be hearing from are Carter Newell, Smokey McKean, and Eric Rolfson. You'll hear two sets, and then stick around at the end for some sea shanties from the Oystermen.
Hey, right now I want to introduce the Oystermen. They've got the music that's perfect for the coast of Maine on a day like this. They're collectors of maritime and New England music, maritime and contradance music. They've toured internationally in different configurations. They've been out there for a long time and playing everything from schools to concert halls. Three happy and talented guys. To your right is Smokey McKean on accordion, guitar, and vocals. In the middle is Carter Newell on fiddle, vocals, and with happy feet. I wish you could see his red shoes with the wooden soles on them, but you'll hear them. And Eric Rolfson on bass and vocals. Eric is just amazing that what he does with these two guys on the bass. It's really excellent. So please make welcome the Oystermen.
That was a medley of three jigs. First one was called St. Patrick's Day in the Morning, a tune we learned from an old-time fiddler from Montrose, Pennsylvania, named Jahiel P. Kerkhoff. And he was quite an amazing character. I could tell you about him, but it would take a long time. We played one called Leaping Lulu that was composed by our friend Greg Boardman. And we finished off with one that we found in the back pages of O'Neill's Music of Ireland called The One-Horned Sheep. And we're going to play a song now that is an old jig tune with words written by Oliver Wendell Holmes, the Boston poet. It's kind of one of our theme songs. It's called The Ballad of the Oyster Man. Oyster man lived by the riverside. His shop, it was upon the bank. His boat was on the tide. The daughter of a fisherman, who was so tall and slim, she lived over on the other side, just opposite to him. It was the pensive oyster man who saw a charming maid. Upon a moonlit evening, she was setting in the shade. She kindly raised her handkerchief, as much as if to say, I'm wide awake, young oyster man, and all the folks away. Up rose the pensive oyster man, and to himself said he, I think I'll leave my skiff at home for fear the folks might see. I read it in a storybook that bought a kiss is dear. Leander swam the Hellespont, and I will swim the sea. Up rose the pensive He has jumped into the waves, crossed the shining stream, and then he clambered up the bank all in a moonlight stream. Oh, there are kisses sweet as dew and words as soft as rain. But then they heard her father step, and in he leaps again. Up rose the ancient fisherman. He said, what was that, my daughter? Was nothing but a pebble, sir, I tossed into the water. And what is that, pray tell me, love, that paddles off so fast? It's nothing but a porpoise, sir, that has been swimming past. Up rose the ancient fisherman, he said, fetch me my harpoon. I'll jump into my fishing boat and fix that fellow soon. Down fell that pretty innocent, as falls a snow-white lamb. Her hair hung down, her pallid cheeks like seaweed on a clam. Alas for those two loving ones, she woke not from her swoon. And he was taken with a cramp, and in the waves was drowned. Fate has metamorphosed them in pity of their woe. And now they keep an oyster shop for mermaids down below.
And that last tune was called The Oyster Girl, which is the name of our oyster fishing boat, hails out of South Bristol. We had a number of girls and daughters, and we didn't know who to name the boat after, because it usually has to be a woman. So we call it The Oyster Girl, and then anybody could be happy with that. So now we have The Oyster Girl, too. All right. So now we're going to switch over to a reel. This is a tune that's both in the logging woods of Maine community, and it's also an old Irish reel. We call it the River Driver's Hornpipe, but there's another name for it.
I think they call it the Mountain Hornpipe in O'Neill's Music of Ireland.
Thank you, folks. Thanks so much.
Going to sing another song that is shared both in the Irish tradition and the Maine tradition. This song was collected back in the 1920s by a folk song collector named Phillips Barry and published in a book of his called The Maine Woods Songster. And the song is called The Irish Girl. It was collected in Southwest Harbor. And it's certainly a song that came over from the other side of the pond. In the chorus, it says, the hellum to stand by, which of course means the helm to stand by, but we needed two syllables to fit the melody, so it's the hellum.
The hellum.
Let the seas run on its side. It is the seaman's. the sad disorder. Did you ever feel the pain? Let the winds blow high or low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty, the helm to stand by.
Carter on a couple of fiddle tunes.
Every fiddle tune has a story to it. So this one is, the first one's called The Ferret Reel. It's a Scottish tune, learned from a fellow named Robin Turner in Ardfair in Scotland. It's near Oban. And I went to a pub in Scotland, and it was a ferret pub, and everyone had big long jackets with big long pockets in them, and they had ferrets in them. And they would bring their ferrets to the pub. They would chase rabbits and stuff with them. And in walks a dog, and I didn't realize in Scotland they had first and last names to dogs, but they said, and here comes Jack Russell. And I said, wow, isn't that something? And then I realized afterwards that was the name of the breed. But between the ferrets and the Jack Russell and the ferret reel, that's a story that goes with that tune. And then this is the other one's an old session tune from Donegal called The Gravel Walk that we like to play. Thank you.
Thanks, folks. Thank you.
All right, we're going to switch over and play a couple of Irish-related tunes from Newfoundland. And if you go to Waterford, Ireland, and you look at the phone book, you got the same last names as you do over in Newfoundland. So a lot of the polkas and stuff that they play in that southern part of Ireland, you'll hear over there. And there's a little bit of a sort of a maritime twist to some of these, and a few bawdy lyrics, which we'll sing a few of. So these is what we call the Newfie polkas.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to do another song, which we learned from a fellow named Gil Huntington down in Martha's Vineyard. He collected a lot of songs that came over from sea captains' ships and stuff. Tell us a little bit more about this.
Well, his family were singers. He married into the Tilton family, and they were all fishermen and sailors. And they brought back songs, and he published a couple of books of songs that the Tiltons sang, as well as a book called Songs That the Whalemen Sang. And he also republished the Sam Henry collection from Northern Ireland, which is a great big book of wonderful Irish folk songs. Gail played the fiddle, and he taught us some of the fiddle tunes that were popular on Martha's Vineyard, and this is one that we like to play with him called The Pretty Girl Milking Her Cow. Usually in Ireland it's played as an air, but in Martha's Vineyard it's played as a polka.
So, Smokey, wasn't one of the... One of the Tiltons, his big family, wasn't it? One of his name was Welcome.
Welcome was the grandfather to Mildred, who was the woman I knew, Gail's wife. And Welcome was the 10th of 10 children. And when he was born, his father looked at him laying in the cradle, and he said, "We don't have much, but you're welcome." 1, 2, 3.
You are listening to Live and Local on Belfast Community Radio, and tonight you are listening to the Oystermen. In that set, we started off with the medley, St. Patrick's Day in the Morning, Leaping Lulu, and the One-Horned Sheep. Next, we heard the ballad of the Oystermen and the Oyster Girl. Then there was the River Driver's Hornpipe, or aka the Mountain Hornpipe. Then the Irish Girl, followed by the Ferret Reel from Scotland and the Gravel Walk from Donegal. And then we heard the Newfie Polka set and wrapped up that set with the Pretty Girl Milking Her Cow. And again, we're listening to the Oystermen, a band which includes real, live, actual oystermen, oyster farmers Carter Newell and Smokey McKean. And they are joined by Eric Rolfson. Stay tuned for more tunes recorded live at Belfast Summer Nights from the Oystermen.